Hey, podcast followers and listeners, you can see we're mixing it up. This is the first time I'm going to do a podcast, which is actually a speech I gave at Collision about finding your frequency, which is just a fancy way of saying be authentic.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success and what made them champions on the field and in the boardroom. I'm your host and CEO of Sports One Marketing, David Meltzer.
All right, I'm here to talk about the three best tips for branding. And I'm going to start off with one that is a little different. Most people say you got to be authentic with your brand. I believe there's a lot more than being authentic. It's actually finding a frequency of a brand. So as brands evolve, they actually have a frequency of vibration. And when we didn't have such a far reach to billions of people with our content and our brands, it was very important to actually align with the crowd that we had in our small towns, our city, or our country, if that's the farthest we could reach. A frequency is a vibration, and we can only be aware of that which vibrates equal to and less than us. So the more authentic you are, the more truthful you are, the higher your vibration is, and so is your brand. So if the earth vibrates the slowest, then plants, animals, humans, sound, and then light, and then thought. And what thought vibrates the fastest? The truth. That's why authenticity is the most important thing for a brand, because it is reaching or excelling towards your potential or the truth. And now we can reach the entire world, over 4 billion people and growing, every day with our brand, so that frequency can be found, heard, and be aware. The second thing to understand about a brand is how it's distributed and how great ideas are distributed. A brand is an idea. A brand is content. And so the first thing we need to learn how to do is how do we capture that content? Print, radio, TV, billboards, of course, social media. But how are we capturing that content so that other people can access it? So we have to make strategic decisions about our brand on, number one, how to capture the content, which content to choose, as well as how are people going to access that content, and then as well, what mediums are we going to put the content on? Great ideas last forever. It's the most competitive space in the world because everybody has a million great ideas. Not everybody knows how to monetize them or brand them, but there are a million great ideas out there every single second. And we need to understand how to capture those ideas, let people access them, and what medium are we going to show them on? So for example, in the 1940s, Walt Disney came up with a great idea. It was a black and white mouse whistling named Steamboat Willie. And that idea still is perpetuated in access today. In fact, on YouTube, as I looked this morning, Mickey Mouse Club had over 470 million views. We don't talk about them being bigger than the Kardashians, but they are. And Mickey Mouse is a great idea. It vibrates extremely fast. It's captured in a certain way. It's accessed across the world in multiple languages. And it's seen on every single medium there is. Stages, water parks, videos, every single medium that there is, it is accessible and it vibrates fast and is authentic. The final brand advice and tip is the most important, and it's the most confusing today, which is called the stage theory. Unfortunately, people think that the only way to access a brand or put it through a medium is through social media, and their decisions are, should I put it on Facebook? Should I put it on LinkedIn? Should I put it on YouTube? Obviously, there's different ways to capture the mediums depending on which one you want to utilize. I'm old school. I believe great ideas last forever. I believe that everything that vibrates the fastest, more people be aware. That frequency is just like a radio signal. The higher the frequency, the farther it reaches, the wider the spectrum, the more channels that it can be seen on, and the more powerful the signal is. What does that mean? People connect emotionally to your ideas. People buy on emotion for logical reasons. You need to understand this, and that's why on the stage theory, I suggest and utilize for all of my brands, utilizing traditional stages initially, and I'll tell you why. So whether that's radio, print, TV, billboards, traditional advertising, paid advertising and branding are essential. Why? Because the minute I get it with a very inexpensive camera, I can capture it. Once I capture it, right, I then can amplify it via the internet. I can amplify all the traditional forms of media and allow the frequency to amplify and, most importantly, perpetuate it, right? A TV show isn't perpetual. A commercial isn't perpetual. A product placement isn't perpetual. But once we store that captured content, that higher frequency, and extend it through social media, we provide the extra value at the lowest cost. But I believe that it just can't be extended without a traditional stage. Anything that you do with your brand should be captured. Examples, in the sports world, which I come from, we used to sell advertising $100,000 for a company. They would get a tailgate before the game. The executives would get on the field. Then you would have the hospitality, which added value. And they would all get excited if they saw real quickly on the scoreboard their brand or out in the outfield their brand in some traditional format. And it carried great value back then, because those 50,000 people would see that, and most importantly, it was a stage for hospitality and business development, and everybody had their own value justification of why we would advertise and pay money in this way, besides the emotional attachment, as I had last night going to the Raptor game and watching Kawhi Leonard, right? I had an emotional attachment. There's a value there. But now what we do with one simple cameraman is we follow CarMax to the tailgate. We follow the executives on the field. We follow them into the hospitality. And then we pre-record all of the assets that they purchased. We edit it in real time. We distribute it. We amplify it and perpetuate it on the internet. Once that's perpetuated on the internet, real time, after the game, it's sent to everybody that came to the game, everybody that was invited to the game. And then we encourage all the dealers of CarMax to distribute it to all the people that come to their dealership as well, want to come to the dealership. That traditional media, that traditional vibration, that traditional content now has exponential value when you're able to capture, amplify, and perpetuate the content. And once it's perpetuated, it doesn't matter what medium it's seen on. It can be transmitted to the entire world if necessary. So that $100,000 may get millions of dollars of value. Which brings up the last point of branding. There's a million great ideas out there. Those which vibrate the fastest, people are most aware of. It resonates with them emotionally, we connect to them, but they have to make money. Right? I see the biggest problem with brands is people fall in love with their own brand. They fall in love with their own product and they forget one essential thing about branding. It's about making money. So then you can help people and have a ton of fun. So when you go through the three best tips of branding in order to find your frequency, utilize the content and the appropriate access and the appropriate mediums, and most importantly, the stage theory, make sure you have a value-justified business case to make money. I live by a 120 rule, which says my brands will bring you over $100 of value if you just give me 20. Can you see any reason you want to do it? That's how you brand your product. That's how you make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks to all you great listeners out there. I get to be a little bit creative now, so I'm really looking forward to your feedback to let me know what you'd like to hear, how'd you like to hear it, and where'd you like to hear it.